All right. Hey, welcome, everybody. Appreciate your flexibility on our 2 minutes late here. Like to always start these things on time, but sometimes there are technical issues. But welcome to the call. I know there may be some of you that are on the call for the first time, so welcome. We do these calls every single Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. Eastern time, and just love to connect and encourage each other and learn from each other. So I encourage you to make a point to be on these calls. Hey, I want to give some shout-outs. I want to definitely give a shout-out to Jason Schaefer for the great week that he's having. A lot of you know he's been really – he came on board with us to help us out to kind of grow our internal team and helping us in a lot of ways there, putting thank processes in place. So thank you, Jason, but also just having a great week writing business as well. So I want to give him a shout-out. I want to give a shout-out to, of course, Mr. David Toms, who will be talking in a little bit. You know, really, really firing. You know, it's been a little time since David wrote 50 apps, because a lot of you know we made a transition, and it's been very, very good in our quality of business that we're writing, and everything else has just been better, higher premiums, but app count wise, you know, not down, but just maybe not quite the same number of apps. David's already written 50 apps for this month, and it's been I guess several months since he's had a 50 app month, and I'm pretty sure he'll probably end up closer to 60 apps by the time the month is over, which, considering the start of the month, we were laughing. I had more apps than him early on in the month, and then you wouldn't know it if you look at it now, because he had just been on fire these last couple weeks, a lot due to what we talked about last week. We're not necessarily going to go into that a lot this week, but just really, really optimizing and just firing some apps. So, I mean, having a great week, great month. Again, it'll probably end up over 60 apps. So, really awesome. Just want to give David a shout out. So anyway, I got some things I want to share. I've got one of those things. I have a whole bunch. I know David's the same way. It's like there's so much we want to cover, and we try to keep it brief, keep these calls compact. That's why we love having the live event. But several thoughts, and maybe I'll go back, give David plenty of time, and come back, share some other things. But one thing I want to do is just encourage all of you that are brand new. I always try to keep that as a primary focus for me. Because I understand and remember and know what it is to just be getting going in this business. And one of the things that I think is so important, especially if you're not yet a 10K a month type of producer, is to really, really, really focus on the main thing in this business. And, you know, what Dave and I were talking about this the other day in one of our meetings. You know, it's like, it's so easy for people and all of us really to put all of our attention to the little bit of to the 5%, the way I like to think about it, that have, you know, they have some importance, but they really only maybe give you about 5% of your results, whereas there's the main things that you need to focus on that give you 95% of your results. And what happens, and I see this a lot, and you can sometimes spot it in someone that's just getting going, is when an agent is getting going and they gravitate towards the minor things and they put all their attention on the minor things, it's a pretty good sign that they're going to struggle getting off the ground. Whereas when they kind of realize that, yeah, there may be some importance to these things later, but what we really need to do is focus on the main thing. And that's just so important if you're going to get your business off the ground. It's important really all the time for us, even, is just to focus on the main things. Because this business is not really complicated at all, but it's easy to put our attention on things that don't matter. So I just wanted to talk about that. And really the most important thing that you can do to get your business off the ground is to get the habit of dialing. And, you know, why do we talk about dialing and chasing quotes and mastering the business? Because that's the main thing in this business, and it's the reason that we offer – you know, for example, $1 leads. Those $1 leads are incredible, especially for a brand new agent. Some of you can remember, some of you are on this call I was talking with some of you about this recently, that, you know, you were $4,000, $5,000 into the business before working more expensive leads before you ever had a sale. And that, because when you're just learning and you, all this is new and you're working expensive leads, you can run a pretty big deficit before you ever even write a piece of business. So that's one of the reasons that we're offering and have this process set up is that really you can build a dial habit without very much investment at all. It doesn't mean you shouldn't scale up. If you want to become a 10K producer, if you want to become a 20K producer, you need to scale. A lot of you are working, obviously, more expensive leads and so forth. Great. But it's a great way to get started. There's no excuses to not build that dial muscle, and at least you don't have to spend thousands and thousands of dollars learning to do it. When me and David, and I know John Mantooth, I mean, we were so many thousands of dollars in the hole before we ever made a sale over the phone. But we didn't know all the only thing we knew how to sell when we first started were $50 live transfer calls. We weren't very good, didn't know what we were doing. I mean, but at the same time, we kept at the business. And so the reason we have this, you know, our process like we do is that anybody can jump in here and just make dials. That's the main thing in this business, is just speaking to people. And so, you know, someone asked me the other day, I thought it was a great question. He's like, I know this may sound like a dumb question, but he said, do you get better at this business? And I thought, you know, that's a good question. And obviously the answer is yes, of course you get better at the business, because there's little nuances that you pick up. You know, there's so many things that you can't even really teach. You have to experience it. Like, we have all these trainings, but a lot of it, there's a lot of things that come only from making the dials. You do get better. You know, you learn how to properly, you know, when you get declined somewhere, how to position it and flip to a carrier. You learn the little nuances with any carrier that you're riding. And like David loves to say, like, he can tell, and I know what he's talking about, like, within almost a couple seconds sometimes if it's going to be an app. But that comes from experience, from talking to thousands and thousands of people. So yes, you get better at this business, but you have to do the effort, you have to do the work, and you have to put in the dials to be able to pick up on all that. And the thing I'll add to that, though, is you do need to be intentional. And this is something I have to remind myself, and David's so good about this, is that, like, you know, I have to be intentional to make sure that I am improving, because it, you know, yes, we're going to pick up all the nuances by just doing the dials, but we also want to work at it. We want to be honest with ourselves and find little things. And so I just want to kind of give this tip here, what I have to do, because I'm not that sharp. And so for me, I can't work or improve more than about one thing at a time. I'm just not, you know, that's just how I'm wired. So, like, you know, even Wednesday afternoon, you know, David and I are really trying to level up. David's leveling up. We're trying to, you know, not trying. We are. We want to continue to level up and figure out how to. And we got some things that we're not even talking about, but that we're so fired up about, because we want to keep leveling up. We want to keep getting better. And so all of you can do the same thing. But, you know, Wednesday, we were really, really, you know, hashing out, digging deep. And so for me, I remember Wednesday afternoon, I walked out. I got out of all this brainstorming things we were doing, and I'm trying to get better, and I'm asking all that. I'm like, okay, let me. And I took one thing that for me that I needed to work on, one little process, one little question, and then that's what I work on. And David does the same thing. So, you know, if you go in David's office, you're going to see the same thing. He's got. And the crazy thing is, it's very basic stuff, but David's re-reminding himself, because you can even get yourself off track. It's like in golf, you know, it's so easy to forget a basic, you know, like alignment, for example. For any golfers out there, like, you know, just being in alignment is so important at the start of your swing. It's something simple, your grip. You know, your grip can get off, and you don't know it. So sometimes it's actually being aware of the basics that you've gotten away from, and paying attention to that. And so, like, David will do that. Like, he's got, you know, he from reading this book we've been reading this month on his board, he's got why and how. He's got it on the board right in front of him to encourage him to ask the questions why and how more often. So that's my point I'm trying to make, is being intentional to is how you get better. It's how you improve. And so for me, what I like to do is just pick one thing, you know, one thing that I can work on, and I look for the opportunity to use it on the call. That, and so if you're brand new, that might just be, maybe you need to focus on the opening. Don't worry about everything else. Literally all you have to do is dial. There's no skill in that. That's just pushing a button. Literally, that's just pushing a button. And then if you're brand new and you're just starting, just try to nail the opening. I mean, that's all I would worry about. Nail the opening. Who cares if you're bad? Just be good. Just do it. Before you know it, you'll nail the opening. That's the way I process it. Because now if I get really good at the opening, even if I don't write any business, well, doggone, I'm good at opening now. I learned how to open. I learned the basic little pitch. Some of you need to shorten it. Some of you got it. You're not clear enough. You're taking too long, right? So just nail your opening, your tone, your attitude. Like, just work on that. That's one thing you can work on if you're brand new. To me, it's the best place to start. It's the beginning of the call. You don't really need to be working on your closing if you ain't got good at opening yet, right? Now, some of you have been doing this a long time. You're good at opening, right? So maybe for you, you're having a hard time closing. So it's picking some questions that you need to focus. Maybe some questions that, like, that you're not asking people that cause people so you need to work more on the back end of the call, which is closing. So you got to know where you're at. Everybody's at a different place. But my thing that I like to do is pick one thing and just work on that. And that's one of the things I've been, you know, doing this week. So I got some other thoughts I want to share, David. But, David, I'm going to let you come on the call because I know you have things you want to share. David is absolutely crushing it. I don't think we've ever been more excited about the business, as good as it's working right now, and it's only getting better. So I got other things I can share, but, David, I want to give you plenty of time. We'll turn the call over to you.
Rich, hey, thanks for the all the nice things you said. And again, you knocked it out of the park with the information. I almost don't even want to chime in because I don't want to detract from what you just said because it was so good. So I'll be brief, but what I really wanted to reemphasize, kind of what Rich was saying, you know, speaking to the new person. And I'm not just referring to the new person as someone who is newly into the business, someone who's, you know, written one or two apps, maybe never written an app. A new person in my mind, and I was told this before, time that you're leveling up or trying to, you know, hit new goals, if you can get back into that beginning mindset phase of, hey, I'm going to make a commitment for the next 90 days and I've, you know, to improve. If you're a brand new person, the first thing you got to do is you got to make a commitment. You've got to want it to work. If you're wishy-washy, half in, half out, don't know, you know, kind of where you stand, well, if you make it, you'll be the exception, not the rule. You might be so talented or you might get some luck at the beginning and knock a few sales down, but it's not really lasting power, right? The business is not the business is simple, but that doesn't mean it's easy because it does take intentional actions. So make a commitment for 90 days. Whether you're brand new or you're a seasoned veteran, make a commitment. If you're new, say, hey, I'm committing, you know, X amount of dials a week, and break it down to X amount of dials per day. If you're a seasoned veteran, focus on the thing you're trying to improve on. Are you trying to get better at closing? Well, you got to change something. You know, find out some of the common objections. Work on ways to overcome them. Seek some advice. Ask some questions. That's what our community's for. We're all a like-minded group of individuals trying to get better. We're all trying to win together. And using and harnessing that community is a way not only to just, you know, learn from other people, but thrive off the energy. You know, momentum's a very powerful thing. We talk about it a lot. It can be in both directions. You know, I can have it several days this week. I had 12 to 14 quotes before I made a sale, but Slack was on fire. And I know my numbers inside and out. So I knew anybody that I was speaking to next was potentially sales. And I was excited because I saw sales going up constantly in Slack. And that energy just kept driving me. I knew they were out there. I just needed to speak to somebody. And like on Tuesday, I didn't have a sale before 4 o'clock. I think I ended with 3 or 4 because I spoke to somebody, wrote the husband and wife. The next thing, It just happened to be the next few people I spoke to were looking for insurance. But the reason I was able to capture it is because I was expecting it. I wasn't expecting someone to say no, which is a trick that can be played in your mind. If you go through a dry spell, you know, you feel like nobody you speak to is going to be a sale. And when you're hot, you feel like everybody you speak to. Well, if you can focus by knowing your numbers and really work, even in a cold streak, hey, this next person, they're looking and I'm helping them. They're looking and I'm going to be the person that helps them. You know, ask the hard questions. You know, why are you looking for life insurance? What happens if you die next week? My job is to help you find the coverage, but my real job is to help your beneficiary receive the coverage, whether that's your daughter, son, etc. There are areas we can all improve upon. I've really worked hard on my closing and making sure that I stay positive throughout every conversation, that I'm doing my best, that no matter what, I'm the best person they spoke to all day. I fall short of it every day, but I'm striving to be that way, right? So find something that you can be working on and have that mindset of a new person. Make a commitment. Make a commitment. And then you know how your confidence will increase? You keep your commitments. Go at your own pace. Aim small, miss small if you have to. Start with 25 dials a day, right? Every day. Every day. My son's about to be 5 years old this week, and I told him the other day, just to give you an example of, you know, every morning I wake up and do 25 push-ups. I do it to wake myself up, not to get stronger. And my son asked me, why do you do that, Dad? I said, well, you just do something every day, a little bit every day. Because, you know, if you do it, you're building really good habits. You're doing something that improves where you were. You're being better 1%. Every day this week, without me even saying anything, when I go wake him up, first thing he does is as many push-ups as he can do and as many squats as he can do. Why? I asked him, because he wants to get stronger, because he wants to do a slam dunk. He has a goal in mind, so now he's going to work to get there. And it starts small, and it starts with committing, right? Focus on the activity, and that's how you get better. So I'll leave with that, Rich. Great call. It's been a great week. We have some amazing things that we're working on internally. We cannot wait to share in the future. And let's get out there and finish this week strong and build some momentum going into next month. Thanks, Rich.
Absolutely. Absolutely, man. Hey, appreciate it. I want to share a few things. And you hear David, and I want to point this out because I know we tell all the time, but, you know, you hear David, he's a rock star, writing 50, 60 apps a month. He's, you know, $500,000 producer. I mean, you know, he's written 50K, you know. You hear all this, but listen, when David got in the insurance business, I remember, I mean, he had his goals and dreams and everything changed. And then next thing you know, he's in one sales position, but it wasn't really what he wanted to do. And, you know, he finds his way to insurance. And I remember, I mean, Dave will tell you, tell the story, but I remember, you know, and he was single at the time, but you know, he almost failed out of the business. I mean, he was in debt, and this was before, you know, this was the first start in insurance. But the thing was, he went into debt trying to get this insurance thing paid. But you know what David did is he sought out and just saw that there was a proven system, learned the little tiny things that people were doing, and became a student. And then he worked on it, and he got better, and he got better. And I remember, you know, obviously the same time I'm entering the insurance business, and you know, I remember we were doing more annuities at the time. But I remember it's like. I still remember sitting in the cold weather out and about. We're back a truck, and I remember like David, he was so excited having done a $25,000 annuity rollover, and at the time we're like, oh man, $25,000, like, you know, for annuity rollover. And if you don't know how it works, I mean, that's, you know, your 5% commission type thing, you know, so you can do the math, but it's nothing crazy. But then I just remembered, you know, the idea that could be $100,000 a month producer, right? And started figuring out that, you know, because all it is, what's the difference in it? You know, it's just, we're just leveling up. And next thing you know, it's like we realize, hey, you know, could be $100,000 a month producer, wow, okay, making a good income, right? Starting to make some money. Then we realize, well, gosh, to really make the kind, we could be a $200,000 a month producer. Well, bottom line is we just but David kept improving, and that, you know, my story very similar into the insurance business. And then we come over and we start try to, you know, do this whole telesales thing, and then we struggle with that, and we're not very good at it. But we said, let's just stay with it. And eventually, you know, we hit 10K, right? And 10K, $10,000 of premium in this business is very similar to like doing 100,000 of annuities. And wow, we could write $10,000 over the phone, right? A lot of y'all have already done that. I mean, and then you realize, well, that's not really that big of a deal. I mean, it's really not. It's, you know what, 15 apps a month, something like that. So, you know, whatever. And then remember, well, you hit 20K, right? And we're just like in the annuity business, 20K, right? Is 20K is a lot better than 10K. I mean, and 20K is not that crazy. It's really not. It's 30 apps when you break it down by 4 weeks. You know, now in the annuity business, sometimes you'd have a $50,000 month, and you'd have a $300,000 month. But when you average it, that's kind of how it worked out. And so, what I'm trying to tell you is, if you're on this call, I want you to understand. I hope you realize, and we have a 10K club. And it's just like doing $100,000 annuities. It's not a big deal, but it was for us in the beginning, and it may be for you in the beginning. But people are doing that. $10,000. If you will go look at what it takes to make it, to be part of the 10K. Just look at the requirements. It's laid out there. Anybody on this call can be a 10K producer. And I don't care if you've written your first app yet. I don't care if you've made 1,000 dials and you haven't closed one yet, because we did that. We didn't have a system, right? We might have done it. We would have done it quicker, but the point is, we didn't quit. I don't care if you've made 5,000 dials yet and you ain't sold one. There's nobody on this call that's done that, but I'm just saying, because you're going to sell something, right? Most people, what happens is they make 100 dials, 200 dials, they get discouraged, and guess what? This doesn't work, and then they stop. Heck, by the time we had made 1,000 dials in this business, we still had no clue what we were doing. But our dream of being able, that we were going to make this work, we just knew that if we didn't quit, we'd figure it out. And I want you to take that, understand, if you're on this call, there's really nothing to figure out. You just got to not quit. And I don't know how many dials it's going to take for you, right? Some of you might be 200 or 300 dials in, you don't have a sell with yet. Guess what? We have days that are like that. I mean, you know, but the bottom line is, you're gonna get your sale. If you keep dialing and keep staying with it, you will. And once you make one sale, then you can make two sales a week, right? And you can do that on very minimal spend, because we have these $1 leads for you. But once you can make two sales, you can learn to make 10 sales. And I guarantee you can learn to write 20 sales, just like David. He's probably close to that this week. I don't know, Craig, but you can do that. Right, you just keep leveling up, because David was once the struggling person that you know was trying to figure out if he could make it in this insurance thing. David was once the person that was trying to figure out if we could sell a policy over the phone, right? And we were thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands, and I'm not exaggerating, because we put money in our business every single month, and it took us, I don't know, 6, 9 months before I think we ever even sold a policy. Right. We told our story a little longer but the bottom line is, we didn't quit. And we have a laid out system here. You can dial your brains out for literally a couple $100 a week on $1 leads, if that's what it takes to get good at it. Now, I don't think you should stay there, because I want you to become a 10K a month producer. I want you to become a 20K a month producer. Right. Because anybody on this call can be a 20K. And so what I encourage you to do, and I will leave it with this, set a goal. Set a doggone goal to be a 10K a month producer. That should be a minimum, because you can do that even part time. You really can. I mean, but it's a commitment. Commit to do it. And if you don't do it this month, or if you don't do it in February, guess what? Commit again in March. Right? When I remembered. I mean, David, when we said, God, let's write $100,000 a month in annuities, that seemed crazy to do that. But then it became like, that's the low mark. Like, we never want to go below that, right? That became like the low bar. The same thing in this business. But you just commit to it. Commit to it in February. Do what it takes. If you fall short, then do it. Set the goal again in March. But once you hit it, that will become your base. Then you say, okay, how do I write 20K, right? Like some of you are already doing 20K. Let me tell you, you're making a lot more money, a lot better deal at 20K, and you're not necessarily having to work any harder to write 20K. I mean, you're just not. And it's not a crazy amount of apps to do that, right? And maybe some of you will want to write 30K and 40K or whatever, or 50K like David, but you know, but we'll keep having ways to level up if that's what you want to do. But I'll just tell you, most of you, your world can change if you can write 10K or 20K a month. And so that's my challenge to you. And just dial through the discouragement. You're gonna be discouraged some days. It's normal, right? Totally normal. It still happens to us all the time. So anyway, but I'm excited. All of you on this call, I have no doubt that you can be a 10K producer. In fact, you are a 10K producer. The volume, the premium just hasn't caught up yet, right? That's one of the best things I learned is that I'm a 10K producer. My premium just hadn't caught up yet because it happens in the mind first, always, always, always it does. And for some of you that are tired of being a 10K producer and you want to be a 20K producer, that's what you need. I'm a 20K producer, period. I'm a 20K guy. Right? The premium just hadn't caught up yet. So, all right, guys, let's go finish strong. We'll see you guys in Slack, and we'll talk to you next week.